Kunstradio. Radio Kunst. Die Rückkopplung ist ein ungeliebtes Phänomen. Tontechnikerinnen verachten sie und Zuhörer empfinden sie als unangenehmes, schmerzhaftes Pfeifen. Doch zuweilen wird die Rückkopplung auch absichtlich erzeugt und künstlerisch eingesetzt, sowohl in der Rockmusik als auch in der auditiven Kunst. Wir widmen der Rückkopplung, also dem Feedback, das heutige Live-Kunstradio, zu dem sie Anna Socek begrüßt. Der Grund für diese Würdigung ist ein runder Jahrestag. Vor 120 Jahren, nämlich am 8. Dezember 1894, bekam der Brite Alfred Graham sein Patent für A New or Improved Method and Means of Producing Sound, also für eine neuartige und verbesserte Methode der Klangerzeugung. Obwohl die genaue Urheberschaft der Rückkopplung wegen zeitgleicher ähnlicher Erfindungen mehrerer Forscher umstritten ist, hatte Alfred Graham somit die erste Anleitung geschrieben, um mit Hilfe eines Mikrofons, einer Batterie und eines Lautsprechers einen akustischen Schaltkreis und somit eine Rückkopplung entstehen zu lassen. Den Geburtstag der Rückkopplung feiert das Kunstradio heute Abend live on air gemeinsam mit dem Londoner Künstlerradio Resonance 104.4 FM mit einem Feedback-Netzwerk zwischen Wien und London. Konzipiert und gestaltet wird diese Sendung vom Radiokünstler Knut Auffermann, der seit 1998 mit Feedback als künstlerischem Mittel und Material arbeitet und der sein Sonic Arts Studium in England mit einer theoretischen Arbeit über Feedback abgeschlossen hat. Nach der Gründung des freien Radios Resonance FM war Auffermann bis 2005 dessen Station Manager. Seither betreibt er gemeinsam mit Sarah Washington das Kunstprojekt Mobile Radio, das Experimente mit verschiedenen Möglichkeiten des Radios anstellt. Er organisiert Veranstaltungen, er gibt Workshops, macht Soundinstallationen, er gestaltet Live-Radiosendungen, verfasst theoretische Texte zu verschiedenen Aspekten der Radiokunst und er tritt ebenfalls gemeinsam mit Sarah Washington als Duo Tonic Train auf. Im Jahr 2004 hat Knut Auffermann eine Feedback-Tournee mit 8 Musikern und Soundkünstlerinnen organisiert, darunter Alvin Lussier, Nicholas Collins und Otomo Yoshihide. Die Dokumentation dieser Tournee erscheint jetzt bei Mikroton Recordings in Form von 2 CDs und einer DVD. Morgen Abend, also am 8. Dezember, wird das Erscheinen von Feedback Order from Noise in London im Café Otto gefeiert. Eine Fortsetzung des heutigen Radio-Feedbacks, das wir gleich starten. Live im Kunstradio und auf Resonance FM. 120 Jahre Rückkopplung von Knut Auffermann. Im Studio in London sind Sarah Washington, Daniel Wilson, Santos Frey Bentos, Hans W. Koch. Und live aus Dubai zugeschaltet sind Chris Weaver, Fari Bradley und Johnny Farrow.
Hallo an alle Zuhörer des Ö1 Kunstradios. Mein Name ist Knut Auffermann und Sie hören mich live aus London. Wir stecken schon tief drin in einer großen Rückkopplungsschleife. Ich hoffe, Sie begleiten uns dabei. Der Text, den Sie zwischendurch hören werden, ist das Originalpatent von Alfred Graham von 1894, von dem sich alle hier live erzeugten Feedbackklänge ableiten lassen.
Patent number 290 in the year 1894. Date of application, 5th of January. Complete specification deposited 3rd of November. Accepted 8th of December 1894. A new or improved method and means of producing sound. I, Alfred Graham, of number 32 De Crespigny Park, Denmark Hill, in the county of Surrey, electrical engineer, do hereby declare the nature of this invention and in what manner the same is to be performed to be particularly described and ascertained in and by the following statement. My invention has reference to a new method and means of producing sounds applicable for the use of telegraphic, telephonic, railway, or other signalling and various other acoustical purposes. In carrying out my invention, an electric circuit is formed of a battery or other source of electricity connected to a mass of granular carbon or other material whose electrical resistance can be varied by vibration or otherwise, and then completed through the coils of an electromagnet, either polarized or non-polarized. In front of the electromagnet is a diaphragm or armature, sensitive to the variations of current flowing through the electromagnet. This diaphragm or armature is so placed relatively or mechanically to the circuit of variable resistance that any vibration imparted to it is transmitted either through a column of air or through a material which conducts sound vibrations to the circuit of the said variable resistance or its diaphragm. In the construction of the variable resistance, I prefer to use the granular carbon that's employed in telephonic transmitters. This granulated carbon is contained in a chamber closed at one end by a diaphragm of carbon with which the granular carbon is in electrical contact. I place this carbon resistance so that its diaphragm can be effectively acted upon by the vibrations set up by the diaphragm or armature of the electromagnet. Sometimes, when great intensity of sound is required, I place a trumpet in front of the diaphragm of the electromagnet, and a flexible tube coming from the carbon diaphragm is applied either to the mouth of the trumpet or introduced in an aperture in the wall thereof. The note emitted by the apparatus is capable of variation as hereinafter described. For musical purposes, I may place a tube, such as that of an ordinary flute, between the two diaphragms and adjust the note by varying the holes in the tube. In connection with the above apparatus, a key or circuit closer is inserted in the battery circuit. in connection with the above apparatus, a key or circuit closer is inserted in the battery circuit. And adjust the note by varying the holes in the tube. In connection with the above apparatus, a key or circuit closer is inserted in the battery circuit. To render my said invention clear, the same is further described with reference to the annexed drawings, wherein figure 1 is a diagram illustrative of my invention, and figures 2, 3, and 4 are modifications thereof. Like letters refer to like parts in all the figures. Referring to the drawings, I employ essentially a magnetoelectric or electromagnetic receiving device, such as A, which is like an ordinary telephone receiver having a diaphragm, preferably of considerable area and of minimum thickness, so that a maximum amplitude of vibration may be obtained. A variable resistance, like an ordinary telephonic transmitter, comprising preferably carbon granules or powder held loosely between a movable and stationary electrode, respectively. Means or arrangements for conducting the vibrations imparted to the receiver diaphragm to the circuit of variable resistance, a battery or other source of power, such as B, and preferably but not necessarily a sound increasing and varying device, such as D, and a circuit controlling key, E. My invention consists in so constructing, disposing, and arranging relatively to each other the said elements that upon completion of the circuit, the vibrations set up in the receiver diaphragm are caused to act upon the circuit of variable resistance, which in turn acts again upon the receiver diaphragm, whereby a continuous sound or musical note is emitted. In Figure 1, A is the receiving element of the apparatus, consisting preferably of a powerful U-shaped permanent magnet, lowercase a, carrying upon its polar extremities spools, B, wound with low-resistance coils. This receiving element acts upon a diaphragm, C, held in a suitable case or frame, D. The diaphragm, C, may be made of any suitable material. In the form shown, it's made of iron and is attracted directly by the magnet, A. And in front of it is the trumpet, D, which, in the form shown, operates not only to give off the sound produced, but acts by reason of the air column enclosed within it and the position of the two elements relative to each other as the connecting medium between the said two diaphragms. The element of variable resistance C is shown composed of a stationary electrode F, which may be a block of carbon or other suitable conducting material, having conical or other projections from its base, and mounted in a suitable case, G, of insulating material. In the said case is fixed the diaphragm H, which either carries or itself forms the movable electrode of the apparatus, and between which and the stationary electrode is placed the body of carbon granules or powder. The sound-collecting trumpet, K, is in front of the case G and operates to concentrate the sound waves upon the diaphragm H. The element of variable resistance and the coils B of the receiving magnet A are electrically connected in series in the circuit 1, 2 and 3, in which are placed the battery B and the circuit controlling key E. Figure 2 shows a modification of the apparatus, wherein both the receiving device and the element of variable resistance are formed as one apparatus, the two elements being connected by a small lateral tube, L, to the inner end of the trumpet, D. The relatively small proportion of the sound waves produced by the vibration of the diaphragm, C, which will act upon the element of variable resistance in this construction, is sufficient to maintain its effectiveness. Similar results may be obtained by employing a flexible tube coming from the element of variable resistance, which in that case may either form part of or be separate from the receiving device, and extending into the mouth of the receiver trumpet. Figure 3 shows another modification, wherein the vibrations of the receiving diaphragm C are transmitted by direct mechanical connection to the circuit of variable resistance instead of through an intermediate air column. As will be observed, the diaphragm C in this modification itself acts as, or carries, the movable electrode of the element of variable resistance and serves the purpose of the two separate diaphragms used in the former arrangements. The stationary electrode F is mounted in front of the diaphragm and is shown attached to the same frame as that in which such diaphragm is held. Figure 4 illustrates an arrangement for musical purposes of a flute-like tube extending between two diaphragms. The apertures S in the tube are opened or closed by the levers S1, S2, S3 and so on, and operate to vary the note. The reversal of the polarity of the battery will, in this case, reverse the scale of the notes. This drawing is only intended to be diagrammatic and illustrative. It does not depict the exact form of the apparatus, which may be varied without departing from the spirit of my invention. The sound-collecting trumpet K, see Figure 1, of the element of variable resistance is located opposite or otherwise relatively to the trumpet D of the receiver so as to in part intercept the sound waves emanating from the diaphragm C and cause them to act through the diaphragm H on the circuit of variable resistance. The same or similar results are attained in the modifications shown in the other figures. For my purposes, the best results are attained when the coils, lowercase b, are connected with the battery, uppercase b, so as to energize the magnet A in the same direction as that due to the permanent magnetism in it. Upon the circuit being closed by depressing the key E, the coils B will be energized, attracting the diaphragm C, which normally is held under tension by the said permanent magnet A. This movement of the diaphragm C operates either through the medium of the air column in the trumpet and the second diaphragm, or directly through the compound diaphragm to increase or decrease the resistance in the circuit of variable resistance. This, say, increase of the resistance decreases the strength of the battery current and causes a return movement of the diaphragm C, which, through the air column or its equivalent, produces a return movement of the diaphragm H or its equivalent, with the result of causing the movable electrode of the element of variable resistance to approach the stationary one and decrease the resistance of the circuit. The consequent increase of the battery current in turn increases the energy of the coils B. In this way, reciprocal effects are produced, which result in the production of a continuous sound or musical note which lasts as long as the circuit is kept closed. The pitch, loudness, or quality of the sound produced may be varied by varying the battery current in strength or changing its direction, or by changing the forms of the trumpets, or varying the relative position of the instruments, as shown, for instance, by the broken lines in Figure 1, or by varying their distance apart. The circuit closing key, E, may be considered as a typical representation of any of the numerous forms of transmitting devices which will be employed in the various applications of the apparatus. The circuit closing key, E, may be considered as a typical representation of any... Having now particularly described and ascertained the nature of my said invention and in what manner the same is to be performed, I declare what I claim is this. 1. The method of producing continuous sound, which consists in producing vibrations of the diaphragm of an electrical receiving device and causing such vibrations to affect an element of variable resistance included in the circuit of the said receiver, which in turn produces corresponding variations in the current flowing in the said circuit. 2. The method of producing continuous sound, which consists in producing electrical vibrations in a closed circuit, which vibrations operate to affect the sound-producing diaphragm of a receiving device and are communicated therefrom either by a column of air or mechanically to and acts upon a portion of such circuit of variable resistance, the variations in which in turn operate through the receiving device to cause electrical vibrations of its sound-producing diaphragm. 3. An apparatus for producing continuous sound having in combination a sound-producing diaphragm operated by an electrical receiving device, a variable resistance located opposite or in position relative to or carried in the same framework as and acted upon by such sound-producing diaphragm, the electrical receiving device and the variable resistance being electrically connected in such manner that the variations in the latter will produce corresponding variations of the current flowing through the closed circuit of the said apparatus substantially as described. 4. In an apparatus for producing continuous sound wherein vibrations of a sound-producing diaphragm of an electrical receiving device are caused to act upon a circuit of variable resistance which, in turn, influences such receiving device, the means substantially as described, of varying pitch, loudness, or quality of sound produced. 5. In an apparatus for producing continuous sound, wherein vibrations of a sound-producing diaphragm of an electrical receiving device are caused to act upon a circuit of variable resistance, which in turn influences such receiving device, a single diaphragm which acts as the diaphragm in electric connection with a movable electrode with the element of the circuit of variable resistance, and also as the diaphragm of the receiver. 6. An apparatus for producing continuous sound having in combination an electrical receiving device, the fixed electrode of a variable resistance, and a single diaphragm forming part of the circuit of variable resistance between them, the said parts being so disposed and electrically connected in such a manner that the vibration of the diaphragm produces corresponding variations in that part of the circuit which is of variable resistance, resulting in a continuously increasing amount of variations of the current flowing through the apparatus. Dated this third day of November, 1894. Accepted 8th of December, 1894.
An dieser Stelle verabschieden wir uns schon einmal von den Hörern des Kunstradio auf Ö1. Patent gelesen im Studio hat Daniel Wilson. Die Live-Klänge kamen von Zentos Frey Bentos, Sarah Washington, Hans W. Koch und mir selbst. Eine gute Nacht wünscht Knut Aufermann.
Eine gute Nacht wünscht Knut Aufermann.
Sie hörten 120 Jahre Rückkopplung von Knut Aufermann. Ein Feedback zwischen Wien und London, live zu hören auf Resonance 104.4 FM und im Ö1 Kunstradio. Informationen zu dieser Sendung und ihrem Anlass, dem 120. Geburtstag der Rückkopplung, finden Sie online auf kunstradio.at und auf resonancefm.com. Am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Anna Socek, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann, Technik Elmar Peinelt und Christian Gortz.
Ein ganz, ganz großes Großprojekt, made in Austria.
Ö1 und die Schule für Dichtung laden wieder ein zum Kurzhörspielwettbewerb Track 5.
Der Zirkus ist eröffnet.
Machen Sie mit via Internet. Kreieren Sie eine Audiominiatur mit einer Länge von maximal 7 Minuten und stellen Sie Ihr Stück bis spätestens 31. Dezember ins Netz.
Wir haben 3 Jahre lang für diesen Augenblick trainiert.
Ob Liebesgeschichte oder Krimi, ob Experimentalstück oder Soundcollage, alles ist möglich. Per Online-Abstimmung werden die Sieger ermittelt und im Rahmen der Ö1 Hörspielgala am 27. Februar im Radiokulturhaus in Wien vorgestellt. Die Teilnahmebedingungen für den Ö1 Kurzhörspielwettbewerb finden Sie unter oe1.orf.at/track5.